Visiting Teaching Message. Become an instrument in the hands of God by standing strong and immovable. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. What does it mean to be strong and immovable? President Gordon B. Hinckley. It is so tremendously important that the women of the church stand strong and immovable for that which is correct and proper. You must begin in your own homes. You can teach it in your classes. You can voice it in your communities. Standing Strong and Immovable, Worldwide Leadership Training Meeting, January 2004, page 20. President Joseph F. Smith, 1838-1918. After we have done all we could do for the cause of truth, and withstood the evil that men have brought upon us, it is still our duty to stand. We cannot give up. We must not lie down. To stand firm in the face of overwhelming opposition, when you have done all you can, is the courage of faith. The courage of faith is the courage of progress. Those who possess that divine quality go on. They are not permitted to stand still if they would. They are not simply the creatures of their own power and wisdom. They are instrumentalities of a higher law and a divine purpose. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph F. Smith, pages 107-108. How can the Lord use me when I stand strong and immovable? Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 106. If any man among you be strong in the Spirit, let him take with him him that is weak, that he may become strong also. Anne C. Pingree, Second Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. The Lord explained that those who shall be received by baptism into His church would be, in part, those willing to take upon them the name of Jesus Christ, having a determination to serve Him to the end. That means remaining steadfast and immovable, always abounding in good works each day of our lives. We will be asked to do all we can, in some cases even more than we know how to do. To Grow Up Unto the Lord, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, pages 74, 75, and 76. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. You cannot today remotely imagine what that decision to be unwaveringly obedient to the Lord will allow you to accomplish in your life. Your quiet, uncompromising determination to live a righteous life will couple you to inspiration and power beyond your capacity now to understand. You can qualify through that divine power to be instruments in the hands of God to accomplish what you could not do alone. Making the Right Decisions, Ensign, May 1991, pages 34 and 35. President James E. Faust, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. I commend each of you for your day-to-day works of righteousness. Even though your works may be known to only a few, they are recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, which one day will be opened to witness of your dedicated service, devotion, and deeds as instruments in the hands of God to bring about this great work. Alma chapter 26, verse 3. Instruments in the Hands of God, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 114. End of Visiting Teaching Message, Become an Instrument in the Hands of God by Standing Strong and Immovable.